So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Creation, Chapter Number 3. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jaya mudire nashta praishu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.7. Please repeat. Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatalagatam mahim uddarishyannupadatta yadneshaha saukaram vapuhu. Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatalagatam mahim uddharishyannupadatta yadneshaha saukaram vapuh. Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatalagatam mahim uddharishyannupadatta yadneshah saukaram vapuh. Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya rasatalagatam mahim uddharishyannupadatta yadneshah saukaram vapuh. Please say. Yadnesha saukaram vapuh. Uddharishyanupadatta yadnesha saukaram vapuh. Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya ఉపదిశానుపా. మాతాజీ సౌకరం వపు సౌకరం వపు ద్వితీయం ద సెకండ్ tu but bhavasya bhavaya for the welfare asya of this earth rasatala of the lowest region gatam having gone mahim the earth uddharishyan lifting upadatta established yadneshah the proprietor or the supreme enjoyer saukaram hagish vapuhu incarnation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices accepted the incarnation of a boar, the second incarnation, and for the welfare of the earth, he lifted the earth from the nether regions of the universe. Purport. The indication is that for each and every incarnation of the personality of Godhead, the particular function executed is also mentioned. There cannot be any incarnation without a particular function, and such functions are always extraordinary. They are impossible for any living being to perform. The incarnation of the boar was to take the earth out of Pluto's region of filthy matter. Picking up something from a filthy place is done by a boar. And the all-powerful personality of Godhead displayed this wonder to the asuras, who had hidden the earth in such a filthy place. There is nothing impossible for the personality of Godhead, and although he played the part of a boar, by the devotees he is worshipped, staying always in transcendence. So yesterday we saw the first incarnation of the Supreme Person, that there were the four unmarried sons of Brahma in the beginning of the creation, and they were situated in the vow of celibacy, and they underwent severe austerities for realization of the Absolute Truth. And today's verse we are discussing the second incarnation of the boar, also called as Varaha Bhagavan. ఓమ జ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షూరున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం తదాతి స్వ పదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమావో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So like it has been told to us many times by Srila Prabhupada that in the beginning, in the Vaikuntha planets or in the spiritual world, the living entities are happily serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead and they are always satisfied. But sometimes due to some offense or due to some independent enjoyment mentality, the living entity is given a chance to fulfill that mentality in the material world. So it's like sometimes we see in this world that a son is happily living with the mother and the father, you know, who raised him with all the love, you know, throughout his life. You know, the mother carried the son in her womb for 9 months. And later on nursed and nourished this, you know, this child. And then when the child grows up, sometimes he becomes rebellious. And sometimes he just wants to run away with a girl. Sometimes, you know, it happens nowadays. Now it is happening many times that after being married, the daughter-in-law wants to stay separate. And somehow because, you know, the son is more attached to the daughter, to the wife, than the mother, because now the enjoyment of this boy depends on the girl, and he is not more dependent on the mother. He rejects the parents, and sometimes he prefers to just stay away from them. So we see the same way, the living entity decides to reject the eternal father, Krishna, and the eternal mother, Radharani. And the living entity, you know, out of his free will, decides to come to this material world. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vancha kare. As soon as the living entity desires to enjoy separately from Krishna, at that very moment, you know, pasete maya tare jhapatiya dhare. Right there, you know, Maya is right there and she captures the living entity because the living entity has developed the desire to be envious or to enjoy separately from Krishna. So such living entities are, you know, mercifully given a chance to fulfill their own tendencies and live independently on their own accord. And they have to, you know, do fruitive activities and they have to reap the fruits. So it's like, you know, be independent. You go, you live yourself and you earn your own money and, you know, just live with whatever you want, your wife or whatever. So the same example we see happening. So Lord Brahma creates this universe, you know. First the Purusha avatar, there are three Purushas, and then Lord Brahma is born from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. So Lord Brahma, first he creates five very prominent elements. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.12.2, Sasar Jagre Andhatam Mishram Athatam Mishram Adikrit Mahamoham Cha Moham Cha Tamash Cha Adnyana Vrittaya. He created five basic elements in the beginning because in order to enjoy in such a material world, forgetting Krishna is not easy. For that, you know, the living entity has to forget its own eternal position. For that, Lord Brahma created these five illusions. And Andhata Mishram, the sense of death, he created death. Because death is also illusion. Death is not a fact because na jayate na mriyate va kadachin. He created Tamishram, the sense of anger upon frustration. He created Mahamoham, that is false ownership. He created Moham, which is also called as illusory conception, and tamaha means darkness from the self. So Lord Brahma, when he created these five types of illusions for all the living entities, he felt very sad, because Lord Brahma is a very elevated person. So he felt that I have created such huge illusion for all the living entities, because of which they will suffer eternally in the clutches of material world. So he felt sad, and then to purify himself from this act which he considered sinful, he sat down for meditation. And then that time, through his mind, four sons were born. They are the first incarnation. They are the Chatush Kumaras, from whom the Kumar Sampradaya is born. So they are Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar. These four sons were born, and Brahma naturally wanted to further the act of creation. So he asked them to take the householder life and beget children. But these four sages, they were like four little babies, but they were very advanced. So they rejected this request, and they said that householder life is not for us. It's too much of trouble, and there is chance of forgetting the Lord. So we prefer to stay brahmacharis. We want to just stay as it is, and we don't want to entangle in married life. So they preferred to stay just like children. They didn't even want to grow up, because children are innocent. No one, you know, they never get attracted to opposite sex. And children, they're always happy and innocent. So they preferred to just stay as 5 year old. And then we see, because of their rejection, Lord Brahma felt angry. And that's when Rudra or Lord Shiva was born from between his eyebrows, you know, because of that anger. The anger came out, and he became the personality for tamoguna, the mode of ignorance. So these four sons of Brahma, they decided to just travel and spread the message of, you know, Godhead. And but they were impersonalists in the beginning, because they were born and they had never seen the supreme, you know, the supreme person. So they thought the supreme absolute truth is impersonal. So they were traveling, and while they were traveling, they went in the spiritual sky, and they entered Vaikuntha at one point of time, and they started to see the beauty of the spiritual world. And it is mentioned that this spiritual world is full of transcendental things. Like, there are chintamani trees, the desire trees. There are unlimited number of cows who give unlimited nectar, you know, in the form of milk. There are beautiful forests, lakes, and all the residents, they have the form as that of Lord Vishnu, the four-handed form. And it is nicely described that there, in spiritual world, there is no competition, there is no envy. So when these all beautiful singing birds, peacock, cuckoos, and all of parrots, and all the other beautiful singing birds, when they are always glorifying this personality, but when a bee comes and with its, you know, so-called disturbing sound, he is trying to glorify this personality of God. At that time, all these great singers, birds, they stop, and they just get completely absorbed in listening to the glories being sung by that honeybee. So that is the point, that there is no competition. At the same time, everyone thinks that they are unworthy. There is no sense of, you know, superiority, and that's why there is always pleasure. There is competition, that who is more in service attitude. So that's why they are always in bliss serving Krishna. So while these four sons of Brahma were traveling, they traveled you know, through the, they were passing through the gates of Vaikuntha, and they were observing the beauty of the spiritual world. They were passing the, you know, gates, gate number 1, 2. They passed 6 gates, and at the 7th gate, they were stopped by 2 doorkeepers, Jay and Vijay. We have the DTs here. So the, you know, the form resembles that of, you know, 4-handed Lord Vishnu. So these 2 personalities, Jay and Vijay, they thought that these children, what are they doing here? And they are not wearing anything. They are just, you know, their bodies are covered by atmosphere. They are not wearing anything. So they thought it's not a good idea to let them in. They're, you know, so that time they stopped these 4 sages, but they felt angry, these 4 sages. They thought, how could we be stopped? Because their thinking is that the behavior of the servant should be in line with that of master. So these doorkeepers are representing the personality of Godhead, and in the spiritual world there should not be such restrictions. So that's why they cursed Jay and Vijay, that you will be born in the material world because you have this tendency that is not suitable for spiritual world. Then naturally when Jay and Vijay found out that these are not just boys, even though they just look like 5-year-olds, they are great sages, and they fell at, you know, their feet, and Jay Vijay started to plead. That time Lord Vishnu came to know, and Lord Vishnu came there, and it is described the beauty of Lord Vishnu. And that time these 4 sons of Brahma, the Kumaras, they saw the beautiful face of Lord Vishnu. Because all this time, they were impersonalists. They thought the absolute truth is impersonal. When they saw the beautiful face of Lord Vishnu, the beautiful smile, that time, they fell at the feet of Lord Vishnu, and they smelled the aroma of the tulsi that is offered to Lord Vishnu. So it is said, antargataha swavivarena chakaratesham sankshobam aksharajusham abhichuttatanav. So these 4 sons of Brahma, they were impersonalists. But as soon as the fragrance of tulsi offered to Lord Vishnu entered their nostrils, their impersonal conception was destroyed, and they just completely fell in love with the personality of Godhead. And then Lord Vishnu said that whatever you did is always fit because you are a great sage, and I am Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitayacha. I am the lover of Brahmanas. So, your punishment is correct. And Lord Vishnu said that, Yan Namani Cha Grunnati Loko Brutte Krutagasi Sa Sadhu Vadastat Kirtim Hanti Tvacham Ivamayaha. Prabhupada's translation, a wrong act committed by a servant leads people in general to blame his master, just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body pollutes all of the skin. So that time in the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions that how a devotee of Krishna consciousness must carry himself, because we represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as we wear this tilak, we are telling everyone that we are the servants of Narayan. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that a wrong act committed by a devotee brings a scar to the personality of Godhead. So Lord Vishnu said that Jay Vijay would have to take birth as demons. And after going through penances, this offense will be removed. And then Lord Vishnu said that later on Lord Vishnu told his dear servants Jay and Vijay that your fall down was also predicted by Mother Lakshmi, because once Mother Lakshmi left me in anger, and when she came back at the gate, you stopped her while I was sleeping. So, you know, you were already starting to get there. This punishment was already on the cards for you. So Lord Vishnu said, but don't worry, do not fear. In no time, you will come back and you will attain me again. And I could have nullified the curse of the sages, but I also have a desire to fight. So you will be born in, as a demon, and I will kill you with my own hands, and you will attain me back. So these two doorkeepers, Jay and Vijay, they were born to Kashyapa and Diti. So one time in the evening time, the wife of Kashyapa Muni, Diti, she was attacked by Cupid and she had lusty desires. And she approached the husband saying that, please fulfill my desire and I wish to have sons like my sister, like your other wife, Aditi. She is the mother of demigods. I also wish to have sons and opulence like her. So that time Kashyapa said it is not the right time because it's evening and Lord Shiva travels with all the ghosts and hobgoblins and all his crazy associates. So it's not a good idea to have this activity right now because Lord Shiva is searching for suitable bodies for these ghosts. These ghosts want, you know, material bodies. So he throws these ghosts in the womb of these ladies who are committing such act at this inauspicious time. But Diti was so much attacked by lusty desire. And it is said, it's like she was attacked by the Cupid just like an elephant would attack a banana tree. So she couldn't resist. And somehow, after the act, Kashyap told that because of your unintelligent act, you will give birth to two demons. So, you know, the twins were born after 100 years of pregnancy. These two great demons were born. So Jay Vijay took birth through the womb of Diti as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyakashipu was conceived first and then Hiranyaksha. So naturally, both of them underwent great penances and they worshipped Lord Brahma and they achieved great benedictions because of which they became maddened and they wanted to conquer the world. And Hiranyakashipu especially got the benediction that he would not be killed, nor, you know, not by a human, not by a demigod, not by a demon. Not on the land, not in the water, not in the sky. Not in the day, not in the night. So he thought that I am now immortal. So he said to Hiranyaksha that you go fearlessly and conquer all the planets. So Hiranyaksha, he wanted to serve his brother Hiranyakashipu. So he went with a mace. And he went to the heavenly planets, and naturally demigods, they already had the news from the media, and they understood that we cannot do anything in this case. So they hid themselves. They ran away, most of them ran away. So when Hiranyaksha went to heavenly planets, he found there no one. So he conquered the heavenly planets, and he became more egoistic. He got puffed up and then he jumped in the Garbhodak ocean and he started to swim. For years he was swimming and he finally reached Vibhavari, that is the abode of Varuna. So that is the god of the waters. And there with puffed up voice, he said, oh my master, you are the supreme person. Please give me a battle. Because no one was even giving him a battle. He was so strong that everyone was just running away. So, you know, his hands were scratching. He wanted to beat someone up. So he said, please my lord, give me a battle. But this Varun Dev, he understood that I cannot stand in front of him. So he said, I'm too old for you. Your desire to fight can only be fulfilled by Lord Vishnu. And when he will fulfill your desire, your dead body will lie on the ground, surrounded by dogs and hawks to eat it. So, that time, Hiranyaksha, he, you know, even before that, you know, when they conquered the demons, they hid this earth, in the ocean, in the filthy place. And on the other side of the creation, in Brahmaloka, you know, Brahma is still creating different suns, and he wanted to start in the further the process of creation. That time, Lord Brahma, Lord Brahma is creating, and that time he created Manu, that is Swayambhu Manu, and he also created his wife, that is Shatarupa. And he told both of them that you should beget children and you should give bodies to all these living entities and further the act of creation. That time Swayambhu Manu said that earth has been immersed in the water. So earth is not there. So where will these living entities stay? So in order for the creation to further, the earth should be taken out of the garbha, the ocean. And that was the biggest question that time. And that's what we are hearing from Prabhupada today, that the incarnation has a specific function. And the incarnation of the boar was to take the earth out of Pluto's region of filthy matter. Everyone tried to take the earth out. Even Lord Brahma tried to take the earth out, but he could not. So that time he only meditated and surrendered to Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that time a boar came from nose of Lord Brahma, of the size of tip of the thumb. Only, you know, this small boar came from the nostril of Lord Brahma. And then he started to expand his size, and he became as big as a mountain. And he was very strong, and he roared. And all the demigods, all the great sages, they're thinking, who is this personality? And this boar, he roared and he dove in the Garbhodak ocean. And then, you know, it is, even Prabhupada is mentioning today's verse, that picking up something from a filthy place is done by a boar. And the all-powerful personality of Godhead displayed this wonder to the asuras who had hidden the earth in such a filthy place. So first Lord Varaha, he entered in these nether regions of the universe, and he somehow took out the earth, and he started to swim back. That time, this Hiranyaksha, in the meantime, Hiranyaksha found out by Narada Muni, obviously. Narada Muni told him that, Supreme Lord, you will find him somewhere on that side. So he told the address. So Hiranyaksha came and he saw that Lord Varaha is taking the earth back to its original place. That time he started to abuse, he started to chastise and offend the Lord, and he said that, oh, give me a chance to fight, I will smash your skull and you will fall on the ground. And Lord, it is said Lord Vishnu felt, you know, sad by his words. So, but still he had the earth, you know, he was carrying the earth, so he did not get disturbed. So after placing the earth, after making the earth float on the surface of the ocean, Lord Varaha came back and he said, now I will fulfill your desire. What you were saying? So Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha, they started to fight with their maces. And in the beginning it is said that Hiranyaksha and Varaha, they were fighting so fiercely that it appeared to everyone else that the time of annihilation has come. They were fighting so fiercely. And Varaha and Hiranyaksha, they are fighting with maces, and their bodies are hurt and they have blood. And because of the smell of the blood, they were getting more excited to fight and they were getting more furious. And at one time, Lord Varaha, he somehow, the mace on his hand slipped. And everyone thought, what happened? Now what is going to happen? This, our dear Lord, he lost his weapon. But that time Hiranyaksha, you know, followed the etiquette of the, you know, war, the fight. the single battle. So he just stayed there and he did not attack Lord. And this is how it is said by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that he also pleased the Lord by following the etiquette of how to fight the single battle. So then Lord Varaha got more furious, thinking that my weapon fell and he did not attack me. So that time, Lord Varaha, he invoked Sudarshan. And still the fight was going on. And while Hiranyaksha attacked Lord, the Lord kicked Hiranyaksha and his mace fell down. Then Hiranyaksha invoked a trident and he threw at the Lord. But with the Sudarshan disc, Lord Varaha broke the trident. And then they were engaged in fist fighting. And then Hiranyaksha started to use his conjuring skills, all his mystical powers. He used to, you know, disappearing, and he used to appear from somewhere else, and he used to punch. You know, that is just like some movie scene. But Krishna is Yogeshwara. He is the master of all mystics. No one can try to use any mystical trick in front of Lord Vishnu. So with the use of the Sudarshan disc, Lord Varaha, he dispelled all the illusions created by Hiranyaksha. And then Hiranyaksha again appeared. And he was so furious that ultimately he wanted to just kill Lord Vishnu by giving him a tight hug, and he wanted to, you know, so he came with that intention, but this time Lord Vishnu showed his mystical trick. And in no time, Hiranyaksha found Lord Varaha outside the circle of his hands, and he got really bewildered. And these demigods, Lord Brahma and all, they are saying, "Oh my Lord Varaha, please do not play with this demon anymore. Please have mercy upon us. Please kill him. Please." So Lord Vishnu gave a smile to all of them. And ultimately, while Hiranyaksha was hitting Lord Vishnu on his chest with his fist, that time Lord Varaha gave a tight slap at the root of the ear of Hiranyaksha. And because of that one slap, Hiranyaksha fell on the ground with his eyes bulging out, his hair disheveled, and all the limbs broken and separated in his body. Bhagwan Varaha ki jai, Shri Krishna Bhagwan ki jai. So in this regard, Maitreya is telling all these stories to Vidura in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Maitreya ends the narration saying, "Ko nama loke purushartha sarvit, pura kathanam bhagavat kathasudham, apiya karnan jalibhir bhavapaham, aho virajyet vinanarotaram." Who other than who is not a human being can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? So at the end of the chapter, Suta Goswami is explaining that whoever hears the appearance of Lord Varaha and whoever hears the fight, the descriptions of the fight of Lord Vishnu, Lord Varaha with Hiranyaksha, will soon be free from the material existence and return back to Krishna Loka. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guru. Anybody has questions? Or? Prabhupada.